When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. 508-996-0500. App chat. Open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And a reminder that if you do use app chat or the open line voicemails, but certainly, you know, either one of those methodologies, you might forget the fact that you are communicating with a radio station and that when you are utilizing those features, you want to make sure that you are using the same language you would use as if you were on the air. So there's a story that I'm going to talk about now that is going on in Fall River. And a person sent an app chat message earlier this morning with a racist term in it. And that person has now been blocked. Now, this person has used profanity against me in the app chat before. And I let it go. But if you use, you know, racial slurs, You're getting blocked. Don't be an idiot. You know, these methods of communicating with us are great. It's really cool that our app can do all of these great things, but use it responsibly. Treat it as if you were being on the air so that I can read it on the air. And if you're the kind of person that wakes up and the first thing you can think of doing is sending a text message into a radio show using a racial slur, reevaluate your life. Because you're a loser. You're a loser. And maybe you need to find a better way to spend your time. 508-996-0500. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
Good morning. Is there any truth to the rumor that if Arnel Pineda retires, Mary, you want to be the new lead singer of Journey?
Oh, no, I can't sing. I already sing around the house. I don't know, but I love them, though. Boy, back in the day, don't forget, that they're from my time. Even, you know, the Aerosmith, too.
Yeah.
I am very excited today to call you because I have good news for me, anyway. And it should be good news for everybody. You know, I've been singing for a long time about health and the foods we eat and all. Nobody wants to hear that. They want to eat what they want. But I'm going to tell you a little story about me. Okay, I've had the macular degeneration, and my right eye was the worst one. Mm-hmm. And the left eye, about a year and a half ago, was when they noticed it was starting. It was the beginning of the disease in my left eye. But this is the reason I can still drive, because the left eye is carrying me over. But the right one is the one that had already progressed. And they always want you to believe. I tell people this because they believe everything the doctor says. Please don't do that. I'm not sitting there lying to you with every word that comes out of their mouth, but I found out different, so I put it out there. They try to want you to believe that it's an age-related disease, which is absolutely stupid. My mother was 96, and she didn't have it. My father was 72 when he passed. He didn't have it. I met a guy yesterday when I went to the eye doctor, my yearly checkup, to see if anything's different. He was 32 years old when he had it. He was getting the shots, and he was telling me he didn't want it anymore. So I explained to him about the shots I had, but I'll go past that anyway. He's 32. How come? It's an age-related disease. The guy's 32. Okay, now for my happiness. I went in, and of course, I hadn't been there in a year. I was there to see if I needed a different prescription, you know, if my eyes got worse. And she checked me all over. She goes, I've got something to tell you. I said, she was smiling, so I was a little happy. She goes, you have completely halted the disease in your right eye, the bad one. She goes, and I told her about everything that I had been doing. So the whole time I've been going to see her, and she goes, that is amazing. She goes, I haven't had a patient where the disease has not progressed in a year's time. And then she hit me with something else. She goes, your left eye is 20/20 now. So the beginning of the disease in the left eye was completely halted and actually got better to the 20/20.
It's amazing.
So I almost fell out of the chair that I was sitting in, really. I almost fell out of it. That's why I keep telling people, listen, seed oils do not actually cause that disease, but you end up with it if you get, like, mayonnaise has the canola oil. Any kind of seed oil is no good. I stopped that 2 years now. And my right eye, she told me, should have been worse. I said, no, I don't do any of that. And when I told her about, I'm sticking to the meat and eggs of the carnivore, more or less, and that I had a problem with chocolate and all. But it goes to show you, it is not an age-related disease. And anybody out there that has it, if you're not too far gone, I mean, eventually, I am going to get older. I'm sure age does do something to you. So I'm probably going to slide here and there. But listen, I'm still driving. Because once they take your driving away, I go out every single day. I'm getting ready to leave now. And if I couldn't drive anymore and they took my license away from me, I just might as well get a rope. So, guys, I just want people to know, watch what you're eating. I keep trying to tell everybody, and they don't care. They're still eating the sugary stuff. In a lot of restaurants, I know you like restaurants, that's what I do, but they put seed oil. They use seed oil, buddy, I'm telling you now. So you're better off trying to make your own stuff. I'd still go to the restaurant. Just keep an eye out. You can tell the waitress. Could you go back there and ask the chef what kind of oils they use? And I'll tell them, make an excuse. Say, I'm allergic to seed oil. I can't use any seed oil. And then they're going to have to use maybe a little olive oil for you, which is very good. That doesn't harm anybody because I looked into all of it. But I'm telling you, yesterday I almost had a heart attack from her telling me this, and I am not going to stop what I'm doing because I'm proving it to myself that it's not an age-related disease. Your diet matters.
Well, I'll tell you this. I also got an answer. I went to my weight loss doctor last week, and I got an answer to the question about, how long will I have to stay on this medication that I'm taking?
Right.
And she did say that it is a lifelong drug, but she said that we can ramp down if I, hit my goal and I want to ramp down, or if I'm, just happy with where I've gotten to and I want to ramp down, we can do that. And she said, if you want to stop, I'm not going to stop you from doing it. She said, just be aware that the expectation is that if you stop doing it, you'll go back to the way that you were before. And then in terms of, your hunger and your approach to food, and then it'll be on you to be more disciplined. So,
my question to you then is, did they not tell you all this beforehand?
To be honest with you, they might have, and I just wasn't listening.
Yeah, because you were all hyped up about it,
I think I was more concerned about whether or not I could actually shoot myself in the stomach with a needle. That was the part that I was like not unsure of.
It wasn't so bad, right?
No, it's super easy. You don't even feel it.
But you see, I did consider it, and then I said I worried because I couldn't find, as much as I looked, I cannot find any long-term study on that. And at my age, I don't want to do any more damage if I can possibly help it.
Sure.
So I am doing it the very slow way, it's slow. But at least when I go to the doctor now, the scale goes down. It ain't go, even if it's only 2 pounds, it's not going up, it's going down. So if I continue, I've been heavy all my life, so I'm not in a big hurry, but whatever years I have left, I want to be able to look better and feel better and walk longer and... and on those drugs, I saw something in the news there where they were saying that America pays more than other countries. The thing is, we can produce that medicine right here.
Well, the real game changer is going to be when they develop it into an oral medication, when it becomes a pill.
Yeah, well, I think I heard that they already have pills somewhere.
Yep, they're working on that.
So would you do that? Then you would switch over?
It doesn't matter to me, but the difference would be that it would be easier to get because they can manufacture it faster, as opposed to, so it's not the medicine that's holding back the supply, it's the injectors.
Oh, I see. But also, if they change it over to the pills, which I know they did, I saw it somewhere, but now you're going to have to find out Just don't swallow it. It's the same thing that was in the shot. Just take it. No, you don't know what's in that pill. They could have added extra ingredients to keep the pills fresh or whatever the story is. Look into it if you're ever going to do that, you know?
They're going to put in a chocolate just to fool me. Here you go. Just take this treat.
If they want to lower you, you see, the thing is, if I ever did do the shots, I would tell the doctor right out, listen, I want you to start me. If I do this, I want to be started on the lowest dose possible, and I never want you to raise it higher.
They always start
that
you on the...
Whatever I lose, I can control it better.
So here's something I found out that was interesting. They're always going to start you on the lowest dose because they have to see how your body handles it, because some people do get sick. But there was... I found out that sometimes the insurance company will make you go up in the dosage to keep covering it, because you've hit like a threshold of how many times they'll cover it. Because basically what they're saying is, we're paying for it now to not do anything. So right. We're not going to pay for it if it's, well, I mean.
How do you feel about being forced into taking it for them to make more money?
Oh, no, I'm not forced into taking it. I can stop taking it any time, but they make you go up in the dosage because you plateau at a certain level.
But I'm
level.
Asking you, I understood what you said, Mr. Leisberg. I'm asking you, how do you feel about having to do that?
I mean, to me, it backs up what I already knew, that I'd already plateaued at that level. So maybe my case is not the best case to ask about that, because I was already thinking I needed to up it anyway.
I know I used all my time, but what is the plan? You've seen the doctor now. You're looking great. I mean, you can't go too far down. You know that, right?
Yeah, but I've got a long way to go before I could be too far. But I don't think...
You look like a normal guy.
Listen,
I saw your before pictures, and I'm telling you now, don't get crazy.
But I'm still pretty overweight. I'm still obese. So there's still some...
I find that very hard to believe.
Now,
how much more do you want? How much more do you want to lose?
I don't have to go down to the BMI that my original primary care wanted me to go down to, which he wanted me to be like 140 pounds. And the weight loss doctor said, no, never. Don't ever be 140 pounds with your frame. But I could probably go another 20 pounds or so. Maybe even a little bit more. I mean, I'm at 188 right now, so.
So he hasn't cut you at all? You're still at the high dose?
Yeah.
You're still at the high dose, never gone down at all this time?
No, well, I've gone down a few times because of supply issues, but.
Well, that's going to be a big change when they stop cutting you down, you know that.
Yeah,
start watching it now and get control of, you know.
We'll see how I handle it.
Yeah, well, thank you for all the time this morning. I was just happy to put that up. People,
well, congratulations. Listen, very happy for you.
Thank you. Take care of business. Now, the big deal, she said to me, was when I go in next year, if it's still like this, I've got a good grip on it. I don't want to be slipping around. That's why it's been 2 months without, over a whole month, not 2 months, over a month now with no chocolate. But that's not the whole big cause. That's the sugar, the bad sugar. But the one I'm talking about that does worse damage is the seed oil. Keep that in mind.
Well, just remember, if it goes down again next year, they're going to make you cry into a bottle so they can take your tears and turn it into into an antivirus, a serum to give people.
No, I will be very satisfied to stay at the level that I'm at right now. To know I have 20/20 in my left eye? Wow, I'm excited, because it was starting. The disease was already there. So it shows you that if you do catch a disease early, your body fights back.
Sure.
It does. If you can help your body by leaving out the bad stuff, your body rewards you. We have the power, you know?
All right.
Okay, have a great day.
You
Thank
as well.
You very much.
All Bye-bye. Right. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. And, very, very exciting news for Mary. And, of course, we do have to put out the caveat, you know, that that's just her experience. She's not a doctor. Just because, you know, we're on federal airwaves, we can't endorse any particular medical plans. That isn't FDA certified. So the weight loss program that I'm on, as I was saying, you know, I found out the insurance company makes you go up. I do want to say, like, I don't know that my experience with this on the Mounjaro is typical to everybody else's, because I know people that are on it that have not lost nearly as much as I did. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't exercise as much as I should. I don't, follow the diet that I, you know, really should. For the most part, I do, but I still have a few things now and then. You know, if somebody brought in donuts this morning, I'd have a donut. Occasionally, I have a bagel for breakfast. And that means that that day I might go over my 100 grams of carbs. But overall, I'm keeping things down. You know, it might not be micromanaging it to the level of everything every day, but I very rarely have a soda. I even got rid of drinking the zero and just went with water, coffee, tea. You know, maybe I'll have a beer now and then. But I really don't have soda at all anymore. I mean, now if I go to a restaurant and they say, what would you like to drink? I say, oh, I'll just have a water. And I'm like, what? Did that just come out of my mouth? Like, well, I mean, I've said that before, but it's because I was too cheap to buy a soda. Like, I only got $8. I got to get out of here cheap. So either I get a Coke or you don't get a tip. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, once you get into the flow of it and you break some of those crutches that you had, it's a lot easier. But I know somebody who has tried all of those weight loss drugs and none of them have done anything for her. She's lost like 20 pounds, but she has a lot more to go and it's not doing what it's supposed to for her. And then I go in to the doctor and they're like, wow, you're doing really great. You're down 20 pounds from the last time you were here. I was like, that much? Didn't think it was that much. For me, the big benchmark for me is I've been under 200 pounds now for like 2 months. So I stopped worrying about, am I 188 today or am I 190? You know, like I don't really get that micro level about it anymore. But hey, and again, this is what's working for me. It might not be for everybody. 508-996-0500. The good part about it is I think I'm ready. I'm ready to walk in the Podkawa 5K coming up on Sunday, October 6th. And if you go to the southcoast.org website, you can find out more, register for yourself. Make sure you register early so that you can get guaranteed a t-shirt. It was a really nice t-shirt that they gave me last year. It was a very nice, comfortable shirt. The only problem was I couldn't wear it because it was an extra large. And I was down from a 4X to a 3X at that point. And they didn't have one in my size. But you know what? I wear an XL now. So, and I'm looking forward to getting out there and walking and doing better than I did last year. So you can go over there and you can support me if you'd like. It raises money for families battling cancer on the South Coast. You can make a donation to my walk or to anybody's walk. Or get out there and walk too. And if you're going to walk, let me know. Shoot me an email, tim@wbsm.com. So that we can maybe walk together. I'm going to try to beat my time. But, you know, we can always group up before or after the race too. If you're a runner, though, if you're trying to, you know, do a personal best 5K, we can say hi in the parking lot. There's no way I'm keeping up with you. All right, I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. The criminally underrated Roxette, which... you know, I remember when I was in high school, my history teacher, Mr. Hathaway, was like the biggest Roxette fan in the world. He had this little office. Like, I don't even know. I don't think he was. I don't think maybe he was the history department head. Yeah, I think he was. But he had this little tiny office and he had a big stereo in the office and he was always playing Roxette in there. He was a big fan. And by this point, he was probably in his 50s. So, I was always like, why do you like Roxette so much? And he's like, you need to listen to them. You need to really listen to them and, you know, get out of the pop sensibility that people have about them just being like this, you know, overseas pop band. Like, really listen to them. So I did. And I was like, yeah, he's right. They're really good. So, if you've never really given it a listen, that was It Must Have Been Love. But they've remastered their songs in Dolby Atmos Do you listen to Dolby Atmos, Phil? I have recently discovered this.
I don't know if I have. What's the difference? It's just sounds like they're right there.
It's been remastered and it has a spatial aspect to it so that you really can kind of feel like the difference between where the instruments are placed kind of thing. And it changes the way that you hear a lot of songs. So I don't have a Dolby Atmos system at home. I've just been listening to it in like really good headphones or in even just in my car stereo, which is not, you know, it's stock system in a 20-year-old Mazda, not 20, but you know, 15-year-old Mazda. And so I want to get an Atmos surround sound system, but they're kind of expensive. But the difference is like, so my favorite album of all time, Achtung Baby by U2, they put out a remastered version of that in Atmos, and you hear things in the mix that you never heard before. So that would have been a lot louder in Dolby Atmos, I can tell you. But you hear things like guitars and parts that you didn't know were in the song before. Wow. And then I was listening to Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town by Pearl Jam, and that has a completely different feel. Like, it feels like, here's Eddie, you know, like you're getting the guitar over here. But then I heard guitars that I'd never heard in that song before that come up in the mix. And another song that I played on it was Black by Pearl Jam, which to me was always this big epic song, and then hearing it in Atmos, it sounded so much more intimate. Like the band was all just like sitting in a circle and playing the song
just for you, around you. You're perhaps in the middle of the circle.
Yeah. I thought the coolest thing was when I got one of my early VR experiences was a U2 video where you were like in a room and you're in the middle of the room as the band sitting around you, and you can like spin around the room and see everybody in the band as they're playing their songs. Yeah. But this makes you feel like you're there even more. So you got to check it out.
I do. I got to get this myself. I'm gonna start saving my pennies now.
How do you listen to music on? It's only digital. You can't get this on a CD because it would have to be on a DVD for it to work.
Okay.
So it's kind of like when they had that Blu-ray audio for a while that didn't really take off. But how do you listen to music digitally?
I put in little dinky earbuds, and then I go for a walk, and I feel like I'm missing out on a lot.
What service do you use to get it?
Yeah, I'll use Spotify.
I think Spotify has it. I know Apple Music has it. I know Amazon Music has it. That's what I listen to it on, is Amazon Music.
Okay.
But I'm sure Spotify has it too. So when you go out on your walk, you know, take a pair of good you probably don't have a jack in your phone for headphones. Right.
Believe it or not, I do, because I'm way, way behind.
Okay. Well, then, you know what? Take a pair of headphones from here, you know, and then pop them in. I know you'll look a little goofy walking with them on, but then listen to it and see if you don't hear the difference.
I don't care. I look goofy walking with or without music.
I feel you on that same way.
You know.
All right. Well, since you already have headphones on and you're behind the microphone there, let's have you give us the news in crystal clear FM quality sound.
Here we go. A new report details Secret Service failures, the rising cost of weight loss drugs under fire, and who you gonna call? Goosebusters.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Well, a Senate report finds the Secret Service is facing numerous problems keeping it from doing its job effectively. The 94-page report out today finds that a number of failures in security, planning, and communication directly contributed to the July assassination attempt against former President Trump at a Pennsylvania rally. The report specifically cited a lack of chain of command, poor coordination with local law enforcement, and inadequate resources. A Haitian nonprofit is filing criminal charges against former President Trump and Senator J.D. Vance, Temi Trujillo reports.
First Amendment attorney Subodh Chandra says the charges may be warranted.
If a judge honestly and dispassionately reviews the facts and reads the law on disrupting public services, making false alarms, telecommunications harassment, then the court will issue arrest warrants.
The charges stem from claims which both Trump and Vance have made that Haitian immigrants are eating pets in Springfield. The charges were able to be filed due to an Ohio statute that allows private citizens to file criminal charges. City and county prosecutors are now reviewing the charges to determine if there is probable cause. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
President Biden says he believes the world is at another inflection point. He gave his final address to the United Nations General Assembly Tuesday as tensions continue to rise in the Middle East.
We're also working to bring greater measure of peace and stability to the Middle East. The world must not flinch from the horrors of October 7th. Any country would have the right and responsibility to ensure that such an attack can never happen again.
Biden called for diplomatic solutions, adding full-scale war in the region is not in anybody's interest. This comes as Lebanese officials said more than 500 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes on the country Monday. It's also as the U.S. continues to try to help broker a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Border Patrol says Mexican drug cartels are using kids to smuggle drugs into the U.S. Bree Tennis with more.
Special Operations Supervisor Eric Levine says his agents have seen a disturbing trend of middle and high school kids being used as mules to transport drugs across the border. He says the kids are being told they won't get in trouble because they're underage. Law enforcement says that's not true. Drug smuggling is a felony arrest that will follow you for life. San Diego DA Summer Steffen's office says they charged 26 minors with drug smuggling in 2022. More than 30 have been charged so far this year. I'm Bree Tennis.
The CEO of Novo Nordisk is in hot water over the rising cost of the company's popular weight loss drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy. On Tuesday, senators including Bernie Sanders questioned Lars Jorgensen and demanded answers for why the U.S. faces a higher price for those drugs than other countries.
Treat the American people the same way that you treat people all over the world. Stop ripping us off.
Novo Nordisk charges $969 per month for Ozempic in the U.S. compared to $155 a month in Canada and $59 in Germany. And a Long Island community that's been overrun by wild geese is turning to dogs to help solve the problem. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
The town of Oyster Bay is letting the dogs out to take action against its growing population of Canadian geese. Each one deposits up to 4 pounds of droppings a day, and that waste can contain salmonella, E. coli, and MRSA. Not something you want the kids walking in, so the town has hired a company that uses Australian shepherds to chase the birds away twice a day. The dogs don't hurt them, they just herd them up, and the flock takes off. The hope is they'll find a new home. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays 6-5 in 10 innings last night. The three-game series wraps this evening. The Bruins picked up their first preseason victory, topping the Washington Capitals 4-2 at TD Garden. They visit the New York Rangers tomorrow. And the Patriots and San Francisco 49ers in action on Sunday. We'll carry that game for you right here on WBSM.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday morning. Mostly cloudy skies, around 60 as we head into the afternoon. The clouds will prevail in the mid-60s overnight tonight. Gray skies, upper 50s as we head into tomorrow. We'll be dealing with a threat for some showers. Very low possibility. Temperatures in the upper 60s with breezy conditions out of the southeast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecilia El Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
So that's in Atmos right there, and that I'm hearing things in that song I've never heard before. I'm hearing an acoustic guitar. The bass line is more prominent. And some vocal spatialization. So it's incredible. So you know, this reminds me of when I got the first HD audio disc that I ever owned. I bought Fleetwood Mac's first album on, what was it? Like, was that Blu-ray audio or HD audio, whatever it was? It was like HD CD, I think it might have been, or something along those lines. And I played it on my then state-of-the-art surround sound system, which I still have 20 years later. And I was like blown away by how that sounded. This is even more so for me. But not everybody's an audiophile like I am. Not everybody cares, but...
No, that's cool. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about Dolby Atmos when you started playing that song, but I was thinking, oh, that sounds a little bit different.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know what it is. It's a deeper sound. I don't know how to describe it.
What it is, they call it 3D audio. So it's more spatial. So that's why you're getting that more of the resonance, because it spaces it out. So instead of pushing it all into your ear in the mix, it lets it kind of breathe out where it's supposed to be if you were in the room hearing it being played.
Man, smart people out there doing cool things.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of older music is being remastered because it's easier. It's easier to record new stuff in this format, obviously. But the people want to hear the difference in songs they're already familiar with. So they're going back and remastering a lot of old songs like that one so that you can really hear the difference and get the idea of what it can do. I really do want to get an Atmos system. I need to upgrade my surround sound anyway. And so I think I'm just going to, tell my parents that's what I want for Christmas.
There you go.
So they usually just get me a Best Buy gift card anyway. That's what everybody gives me, is Best Buy gift cards. And then what I do is I save them up for a couple of years. And I've got to go back and dig through my pile. I probably have enough saved up to go get a new system. But I've just been putting it off because I'm like, well, what if I need a computer? What if I need, but maybe that's the time. Because like I said, I've been using the same system I got it in 2002, so 22 years.
Oh, yeah. It's time.
And it needs an upgrade. I don't even have wireless speakers, so I've got speaker wire all over my house, like going all over. So, might be time.
You're an audio guy. You deserve a state-of-the-art audio system.
Thank you. I'm going to use that as permission to go splurge.
Great. Or you can tell your parents I said that to make them buy it.
They're just going to give me like $50 to it. They're not going to buy it for me.
Okay.
They're going to be like, no, we don't have a system like that. Why? Anyway. So 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. Since you were talking about Journey, did you watch America's Got Talent?
No, but I heard Fun 107 talking about it.
Oh my God. He was great. I was watching. I never watch it, but I just was watching him the whole time that he was on here. And he was fantastic. The janitor, the singing janitor from Indiana. He was in. He used to clean, the schools and stuff like that. He was 55 years old. What a voice on him! He sounded just like him. And then the Journey was on tour, and they heard. They were, I guess, they were watching it or whatever. And the guitarist, what's his name?
Neil Sean.
Yes, he was there. He went on there. He surprised him and said, "I'm going to be on the show with you." The finales last night, oh, it was fantastic. And he won first prize, $1 million and a brand new car, electric car. Yeah, and he also got married out there, too, while he was there. His wife was in the audience, and they ended up getting married. I mean, his fiancé.
Before or after he got the $1 million?
Before.
That wasn't That's smart. Before. You should have waited, signed a prenup. No, I'm kidding.
I figured you'd say that.
I'm teasing.
And then... And then my brother went up to Boston and he saw ELO.
Mm-hmm.
He said that was great. And now he's a musician. And he said years ago he's like 69. He said years ago I would never even buy an album from them. He says, but now he says they are unbelievable. And he ran into a couple of old school friends of his from they don't live around here anymore, but they it's funny they saw them up there. So
I was surprised by that. I saw a lot of people that I know went to that show. And I mean, I like ELO. They're not terrible. But, like, I don't really listen to them heavily. Like, I wouldn't have gone to that concert. But I was surprised at how many people I knew actually did go up there. And is it their farewell tour? I thought I saw that it's their farewell tour.
Oh, I don't know. My cousins all live near the Boston area, and I think they bought my brother, because my brother lives in New Bedford, and his wife, so they bought them tickets to go see it. It's like a little reunion they do every year. They went to see the Rolling Stones, and they played out here and all that stuff. So my cousin has some connections to that, so they went up there, and he said it was really great. Check it on Facebook.
Jeff Lynne, in addition to being fantastic and the frontman of ELO and all of that, he's also, you know, one of only two surviving Traveling Wilburys left, too, so.
I don't know who the Wilburys are.
You don't know the Traveling Wilburys? I'm going to play one of their songs coming up then. It was a super group in the 80s. It was Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I saw Tom Petty in concert, though.
Yeah, I mean, I never got the chance, but.
Yeah, and then, I saw him with and ZZ Top was with him playing with them after he was playing. They were really good, too. I liked them. Yeah, I saw a lot of good concerts. But, I don't know. I never heard of the Wilburys.
You never heard of the Traveling Wilburys?
No.
I'm going to play one of their songs. You're going to say, oh, yeah, I know that song.
I'll sing along with it. All right.
All right. You have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
And by the way, speaking of the Traveling Wilburys, Billy Joel had floated the idea out, I think, earlier this year that he wanted to start his own version of the Traveling Wilburys, his own supergroup. I think he said it on Howard Stern. He wanted a band that had him, Don Henley, Sting, maybe John Mayer. Perhaps they would ask Paul McCartney. But that was his idea for a band. Sting, Billy Joel, who have been performing together. And then also including Don Henley and John Mayer. But do you want Don Henley to play the drums? Because that's four really great singers for sure. But everybody that can bring it instrumentally. Sting's your bassist. John Mayer is a hell of a guitarist, no matter what you think of his songs that you probably heard on the radio. He's a fantastic guitarist. That would be an incredible band. I don't know if it would have the same magic as the Wilburys, though. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We'll be back in a few moments.
Situation's terrible, but baby, you're a dope girl, and no need with care. I'm so tired of being lonely, I still have some love to give. Won't you show me? Got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
And that, Colleen, that is the Traveling Wilburys right there. That was probably their bigger of the two hits. They also had End of the Line, too, which maybe we can play that a little bit later. But they were a super group. Well, hold on. Let me don kayfabe here. Let me stick with the storyline. So they were a group of brothers, musical brothers. Nelson Wilbury, who sounds very strangely like George Harrison. Otis Wilbury, who sounds distinctly like Jeff Lynne. Lefty Wilbury, who does a really good Roy Orbison impression. Charlie T. Wilbury Jr., who many people think sounds like Tom Petty. And Lucky Wilbury, who has the similar raspy voice to one Bob Dylan. So, but of course, they weren't actually those guys, wink, wink. But that was the Traveling Wilburys, and they had some great songs, some great harmonies together, and now there's only two Wilburys left. So out of all of those great voices, all that we have remaining with us are Otis Wilbury and Lucky Wilbury. So check out the Traveling Wilburys if you've never listened to. They had two albums, I believe. Volume 1, Traveling Wilburys Volume 1, and because they were the Traveling Wilburys, their second album was the Traveling Wilburys Volume 3. That was... That's how they were. They were just, the idea was to have fun together. So, all right, 508-996-0500. We are going to, in the next hour, I want to talk about, so yesterday, Bristol County Sheriff Paul Heroux spoke to the Fall River City Council because the city council was discussing whether or not to instill a program of criminal charges against the homeless, against people who are sleeping in public spaces. And well, the idea was to cite them, to give them a citation. But then failure, the sheriff's concern is that failure to pay said citation would lead to imprisonment. Let me see. I've got, let me take this call here. We probably have a couple minutes here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
What's going on?
Hey, man, you want to hear some irony? You remember from wrestling, Kamala, the Ugandan warrior, right?
The Ugandan giant, yes.
Yes. You know his real name is James Harris.
Yes.
Well, the irony, huh?
I don't really think it's ironic. It's a pretty common name.
Yeah, but it's funny that the vice president has the same name, pronounced differently, but it's spelled the exact same way.
Yeah.
I find it funny.
Yeah, pretty interesting. So were you a Kamala fan when you were a kid?
Oh, he was epic.
Yeah, he,
Ugandan warrior from Chicago.
He legitimately scared me when I was real young.
Oh, without a doubt. He was terrifying.
I thought he was going to bite Hulk Hogan's face off.
Rest in peace to the Ugandan warrior, the Ugandan giant. All right, man, that's all I got.
Have a good day. And, yeah, I'm sure they probably have a Kamala figure down at Kojo's amongst all the great toy figures that they have. They also had, speaking of scary wrestlers from back in the day, Papa Shango was in New Bedford the other day. He was another guy that he didn't really scare me so much as a kid. By that point, I was a little bit older. But Kamala, man, he would come out and he would slap his stomach and he was ready to destroy Hulk Hogan. And Kim Chi was his handler. They used to have to, like, restrain him. Anyway, I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. We go into the news. Just a little bit of an alert for you, a traffic alert.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.